make sure that they're all well rested.
Will you attack the new king?
Quite weak. So you toss a rope down?
Yeah.
He begins climbing with lightning speed.
The rope. Weak.
He doesn't appear to be weak. He comes up.
Sign you.
And he looks around. You. No scales.
But we freed you.
Yes, we had a deal.
Yeah.
We were brothers in bondage.
You want Skull?
We want to kill the king.
Ah, yes. Wait, I king.
The old king.
No, the king who imprisoned you in here.
We want to kill the false king.
Ah.
Usurper.
Do you have people loyal to you?
What?
Do you have anyone loyal to you?
You.
Anyone else?
No.
It wasn't a very good king.
Okay. What were the circumstances around the usurping?
I not allow them to drink enough.
Oh, that's it?
It's a dry place. Do you wish the false king and all of his followers death?
Yes.
Or capture?
King strong. Shaman more strong.
Shaman. Tell us about the shaman.
Shaman have many curses. You can use Skull to trap minds.
Oh, damn.
You know this place better than we do. If we are to mount a defense or attack, what are the best choke points? What are the best strategies?
If we could get to throne, sit in throne, great power.
Is he talking about the original throne?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about we just do that?
Have you ever sat in the throne before?
Aye, great power.
Who set up the skeleton that sits in it currently?
Skeleton?
There's currently a skeleton sitting in it with a crown. On the throne.
Empty chair.
Not empty chair. A rat just saw it.
Been in whole long time. Was empty chair.
Was it a human skeleton?
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing it's probably like the sigils on the statue and stuff like that, where you have to have like a minimum amount of some attribute to gain it, and he was not worthy, is what I'm guessing.
He said he's sound before, and then it gives him great power.
What kind of a skeleton was it?
On the throne?
Yeah.
A human.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's the barbarian king.
Is that going to be stronger or weaker than a shaman lizard folk?
I'm going to say weaker, because the shaman also has 10 guys and a king. I don't want to try to be taking out minions while I'm dodging spells and curses.
I mean, we could go down to the armory to armor us with either weapons, armor, and we can give him stuff as well.
He still has his trident.
I don't know if there's really a safe way to get down there without going through the lizards. The only other way is going by the skull, which may require a wisdom saving throw, maybe. Otherwise, it might do something.
Could we get them to chase us into that, and then they all have to make those checks as well?
Maybe.
And then whatever comes out of that has two things that it has to deal with, or two factions it has to deal with while we fight.
Maybe someone can ask the lizard dude here if he knows why the stones glow.
Yeah, I thought I had asked and or whatever. But
that's why things were slimy.
Yeah.
Skull?
Yes, Skull.
Skull gives shaman power.
Okay. Is it the source of his power?
Ah.
What could take the power away?
Would taking the rubies out of the skull...
Mirror, we worship Skull. No destroy. Skull give power. Make strong.
But also gives power to your enemies.
Aye. But we'd never try break.
If we broke it, like, we need to take this thing back and throw it in this pit, right? Would that count if it was in pieces?
I don't know. We could just go in there, take it.
Go.
Go back, throw in the thing. Come back later.
Will it fit through this channel? The man-sized hole?
Mm-hmm.
The skull will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could try to do that. We're all going to have to do the wisdom saves, and I don't know if one of us fails, are we going to be in control by the shaman guy? Like, is that an automatic connection, or does he just use that as a way to control his followers?
Or we just go in with the king and attempt to take out the fake king and his minions?
If we're going to go after the king and the shaman and the minions, we should try to do that at full strength, where if we go after the skull, some of us might be weakened or controlled. There's a chance.
Yeah, like, if we go after them, we leave the skull there.
Yeah.
If we go and get the skull, then we leave them there. We take the skull back.
I would say maybe try to get the skull and maybe come back with, like,
Gutspiller.
We said the skull would help people.
We also still have Resplendent with us, too.
The skull, you said we can use that maybe as a weapon to control people's minds. Is that what you said?
Well, that's
the
what
shaman uses it and controls people's minds.
So I don't think we could go, like, with the skull and control them.
Or at least I could, because I don't know any of that stuff.
I mean, I have a higher wisdom. Perhaps I can, like, take an attempt to go or something.
We just, like, stay away.
Maybe.
We, like, rig up some kind of pulley system so that you go down as a rat and...
Well, I should be able to go down now without being a rat.
Okay.
I think, in attempt.
Well, yeah, with the needles and everything gone. So, we set up all the rigging and everything, and then you go down and
get this
tie the rope and everything to it, and then we pull it up and, like,
well, there's a ladder.
Get out of the way.
I don't think we need a rigging or anything. I think there's a ladder to climb up, right? Up the manhole shaft, whatever, or no?
No.
There's not? Okay. So, yeah, then I guess we can set up something like that.
And then we all get out of the way and let you take the skull through? Is that the plan?
I can try to, yeah. I mean, it turned off last time I was in there. I don't know how often it does whatever it is it does.
Yeah. It was doing the heartbeat thing when you came
it
in, right?
It glows, and then it stopped glowing.
Okay. So maybe, I don't know, should we go down one at a time so that we don't have to worry about it? Is it like a proximity thing, like when we lock eyes with it? Mm. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't affecting anything until I went into the room.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the best wisdom of us all?
I have
all?
19 wisdom.
I mean, I have 9 wisdom, so I probably just shouldn't go in. But I'll be there with the rope to pull on the skull. If you want to go down there, do the check. If something terrible happens, we can get you back out of there, or we can all come down, you know. But
I also have a high, fairly high, higher than
Quark. Yeah. Higher than 9.
Higher than 9.
I have a 12.
So you're going down
so we
to grab the skull, and you're going
to
put it on the rope, and they're going to pull it up?
Yep.
That's the plan?
I guess the plan, right?
Are you pulling me up or pulling the skull?
I think we should pull the skull up.
Can you hold the skull
well
by yourself?
Uh-huh.
You can't. They can't both fit through the hole.
Yeah.
So you'd have to do one at a time. And
I mean, we have more than one rope, right?
You could tie it on it, climb up the rope, and then
pull
it up.
And then
pull
the rope.
If you wanted
to. Ride on the skull?
Probably.
I say that's the best plan we got. Let's do it.
And you're all pulling on the rope?
Including our king.
People with lower wisdom might want to stay back.
Okay, I will not pull on the rope.
Their lower wisdom or our highest strength.
I have
plus
2 strength. He looks strong.
Yeah.
Kane has a plus 3 strength.
The king will help.
Okay, so I'm just not going to be pulling on it.
All right. So the king lifts it. The eyes flash. The king doesn't appear to be affected.
Okay.
Volcom, you need to roll wisdom saving throw.
Alrighty. Natural 20?
Okay. You seem to be unaffected.
So me going back to it, it didn't do anything either?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't you? And when a Thane locks eyes, it does nothing.
Okay.
Because
he's...
Because I win those anyways, right?
Are they feeling something when they lock eyes at all?
I'm going to take...
They feel like it's trying to pry into their mind.
I'm going to take my cloak and wrap it.
I'm just not going to look at it until I see it's safe.
Okay, you do so.
Wrap it up so that hopefully it can't see anything. Maybe that's how it works, because it's
eyes.
I would also just not look at it.
We should put it on your back. That way you never look at it.
How big is this? It's fairly big.
It's like,
yeah, it's like if you were in a fetal position, it's that big.
Okay. Well, let's should we get it out of here?
We should.
And the rubies are huge.
Toss it into the maw and then come back for the other stuff?
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, we should do that.
All right. Well, let's attempt that then, I guess, for now.
As we're doing, I've talked to the king, like, are there any, you have any allies outside of this place?
He said just us.
Outside of this place.
Other tribes. Used to be enemies, but now these enemies.
So we could take the skull. He's free to go and try to find him. We meet back up and raid the place with friendly lizard folks.
But I want all the treasure.
Well, we take our choice of the treasure.
Well, getting rid of the skull, we might be able to more easily take on the shaman
sure,
stuff,
yeah.
And we'll be at full I'll have all my spells back, hopefully.
I'll have my spells back
but
as well.
If we had like 4 or 5 extra lizard folk on our side, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, but then that gives more of the king maybe turning on us when we're weak because we've been battling something else, rather than just him.
I think we should just go back for like Gutspiller and some of the willing people.
Well, they're already working on the mining thing.
Yeah.
But we need to take it all the way back to the castle. I think we should do that. If we destroy that, hopefully destroys maybe the shaman's power. That's the source of his power. Seals up that maw. And then we can come back and grab all the barbarian druidic things that are here and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All
right, so you take the skull out. I assume you're taking it familiar with you. So the drumming stops. You are able to make your way back up to the top with no issues and out.
I tell Thane to grab the drum.
Okay.
No more drumming.
Take that drum. That way they don't have it. You gotta make a new one.
Throw it off the mountain.
Yeah,
it's gonna fuck up their economy.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of drums, you know?
And you start running off?
Yeah, I think we should journey back towards the castle.
With the skull.
You do so.
Okay. We tell Dalog, or whatever his name is, that he can journey with us if he wants, I suppose.
Dalog, yeah. Okay.
We'll have to return later.
I think I go.
Okay. With us?
No.
Oh.
To one of the other tribes? Try to win leadership back?
You wish to come back here and make this your kingdom again?
Aye.
Strong Dalog.
Remember us. We
helped.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He goes out and touches... real.
Real friends. Yes.
Aye. Real.
I trust the Lord.
Farewell. Farewell, DeLong.
He darts off.
I trust in his self-interest.
I hesitate because I was going to offer him a drink and farewell, but then I realized he didn't like the other guys drinking, so I don't do anything.
I'm not drinking too much.
He could be a dry king.
Let's journey back towards the castle then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do we want to stop by Stygos Lair, see how the progress is going?
Yeah.
I would talk to...
I don't want to. I don't want to risk the skull doing anything, because I don't know exactly how it operates.
Covered, is it? Okay.
I'm hoping that's how it operates, is the covered. So I don't want to risk Gutspiller going crazy or
something. So do we want to, like, go and
fight Gutspiller? I don't know if we can take Gutspiller.
I don't want to do that. I mean, we can stop on the way back through, if we want.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want Gutspiller there when we throw it in the maw.
You guys can go. I can try to stay back, I guess, if we want. And I'll keep the skull away from everybody. Yeah.
And then we just tell him what's going on and what we're planning on doing. And
sure, we can do that.
See what input he has. Sounds good.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
So we'll head towards Stygos old lair. And as we get close and I see it within the range, I'm going to stop and stay along the cliffside, the rock wall or whatever, and you guys can go ahead.
All right. You arrive?
Yes. I greet Gutspiller and Torgo.
Hey!
tell him what's happened so far. And that we have the skull, and we're ready to finish this.
Oh, I should come.
I believe so, Professor. How's progress been here?
Well, you can see. It looks like they are most of the way through it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
They should finish by the end of the day.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, well, we want to finish this business and be done with this.
You left. They're still Lizard King. Do you think they're chasing you?
I mean, they made it quite apparent when they were chasing us last time. That hasn't happened yet. We've been moving a little slower with the skull and not running all out. There's been no indication of.
Okay. Wow.
We stole the skull out of the treasure chamber, unbeknownst to the remaining lizard folk, with the exception of the previous king.
All right. Well, let's go. Maybe we get to fight a demon. It's been a while.
All right, yeah, we go, and I guess you keep a safe distance. We probably go ahead and make sure anybody that is coming at creatures at the castle walls or whatever, safe distance away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you arrive, and you begin to take it near the mall.
Mm-hmm. Is that...
Should we rest or anything first?
Maybe.
Can we long rest with the skull? Like, I'll lock it in a trunk.
Should we?
And I'll trance on top of the trunk.
I'd like to get my... I have one rage left, so if we do get a battle, I'm good with one.
I mean, I have an animal form and level 1 spells, so I mean, I have some stuff.
Do you have any spells left, Shane?
I have one.
I have one.
All right. And we have Gutspiller, so all right, let's throw it in.
And we have Respondent.
The whole thing. You're not taking the ruby eyes?
I mean, what does Gutspiller say? Because that's definitely something that we would talk about.
Do we have any...
Why don't we ask the old Lizard King?
He's gone.
Well, he didn't want to break it.
He knows nothing of it.
He worshipped him. Professor Gutspiller, these rubies that were added, were they added, or is this part of the demonic skull?
Well, Looks like they were added, but depending on how long they've been there, they could be tainted.
It wouldn't be worth it to try to keep any value from them. It
would be risky.
How risky?
I wouldn't risk a bet on this.
Thing, perhaps you can investigate this with your paladin training.
Detect evil? I think you have a spell for detect evil.
I do.
Detect evil in the last spell slot.
Okay. I will use my last spell slot.
Okay.
Before we throw this thing in there. detect evil and good. For the duration, you know that there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you, as well as where the creature is located. Similarly, you know there's a place or object within 30 feet of you that has been magically consecrated or desecrated. The spell can penetrate most barriers, but is blocked by 1 foot of stone.
The rubies are evil.
Yeah, I'd say we throw
the rubies are evil, the skull's evil, everything's evil.
Let us be done with this business.
Will it grant him, it won't grant him more power or anything like that?
We can still sell him something.
You hear a horrible screeching noise, like a soul being ripped in half. Tremors sweep the area, building to a dramatic earthquake. The sacrificial platform falls into the maw.
Good thing we weren't standing on that.
The rock walls of the maw collapse.
We got everybody out, right? Back up!
Make reflex saves.
Chain still does the slit save.
Well, no, he's too far away now.
It's been too long.
Oh, it's been too long?
Yeah, it only had like an hour or two or something like that.
Some number of hours.
It's definitely been
a day. I think it was like 3 hours.
No, you gave more. You gave more for your food.
Yeah. Plus
11.
Dexterity.
13.
Wait, this reflex.
Where's that at? What do you add to that?
It's a dexterity.
Upper left.
Right.
Deck save.
9.
Okay.
12.
So Thane is the only one that has to worry. So the walls begin to fall in, immediately filling it with a crashing wave of water from the surrounding swamp. Anyone caught in the collapse takes...
I pull out a thorn whip to grab Thane to help him, make sure he doesn't fall in.
Roll an attack.
6.
That's not enough.
Oh, man.
But he's not going to take much.
He's not going to fall in, right?
No, he's not falling in.
Okay.
You just want to spit on him some more, Rick.
you take 15 points of damage as you sort of fall and then climb your way back up.
Okay.
For reference, not much to me is under 10.
Okay. Well, for falling damage, that's not much.
You lose half your health. Not much.
So,
imagine if I fell, I lost half my lifespan. You know what I mean?
I don't have your lifespan.
Good.
So every single building and tower in the camp collapses.
Mm.
As the tremors settle, the oppressive mists lift, revealing a scene of awful destruction. The buildings and the walls of the forge have all collapsed. The air is filled with the cries of if there were any wounded and dying, but there aren't. The maw itself is no more. In its place is simply another muddy bog. Deeper than its cousins, perhaps, but never again the source of blighted corruption.
All
against
right.
impossible odds, you and your companions have carried the battle. With weary bodies, but triumphant hearts, you regroup, seeing to the wounded and taking stock of the day.
All right.
Well, we finished that then. That's good.
We stopped it.
Let's head back towards Stygos Lair then, and maybe we can just set up camp and rest in a big group. That way, if any lizard folk are coming for them or anything, it won't be so bad.
Set out like... Because
they said they'd be done mining in like the end of the day, right?
Yep.
So it took us a little bit here. We do that. It's done. We'll take a little bit to get back there. Well,
Professor, surely we get extra credit for that one.
Indeed. Ah, I'm disappointed, though. No demon.
No demon.
Damn it.
Perhaps next time.
Yes, next time. But we have to go kill these lizards, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes.
After we do a long rest.
Will you be joining?
Yes. Yes. My blade has been... far too clean, far too long.
Mm.
Very well.
I'm excited.
Usually he just stands there.
Yep. All right, so let's head back to the lair. Maybe there we can, I'm assuming there's some kind of camp that's been set up.
We should be able to set up camp there.
We can rest.
Yeah. Probably rest there and go about it that way, so let's do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, you can sleep there easily enough. They have opened it, so the dragon's horde...
I haven't had a peaceful sleep in days worth of campaigning.
So the dragon's horde is there.
Okay, has anything new been found in terms of weapons, armor, anything? With the rest, we go back up to full HP.
Full HP and plus half of your hit die.
Yep.
Okay.
Half so level of your hit die, rather.
So if I'm at 2 hit die out of 4, I go back up to 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're at 1 hit die, you go up to 3.
Alright, so there are A total of, and you're splitting this with them as well.
Yep.
14,500 silver pieces, 3,200 gold pieces, 16 sapphire worth 20 gold apiece, 11 emeralds worth 30 gold apiece, 5 rubies worth 75 gold apiece. That's it.
How are we splitting these? I forget. Do you remember?
I think they were dividing a share amongst themselves.
Yeah. I forget the percentage.
I think they were getting like...
Gaspar, I guess, huh?
I think they were getting 15%. And then they were dividing that amongst themselves. It was like 15 or 20%.
Lug was the leader of the slaves.
Lug. I think it was 5%.
Was it 5?
How much gold is silver worth?
It's
100.
100 silver equals a gold?
I thought it was 10 to 1.
Is that just saying?
Might be 10 to 1. 10 silver to a gold.
Mm. Okay, so figure out how much 14,500 silver is in gold, I guess.
1,400
by 10.
Yeah, just move the decimal point.
Just, yeah, put the comma one over.
14,500, so it would be
1,450.
Yeah.
Oh. Put a whole bunch of money in those statues. Maybe we can get, like, skill throws for life. Saving throws for life.
So it's a total of 5,675 gold. Is everything, including
the gems and everything?
Everything, yeah.
So what's 5% of that? Now that doesn't include the value of the magical items.
They don't know they were there, though.
That's true.
But we did come back.
So you want to lie to them.
Well, I mean, we told them whatever was in there. Those weren't in there.
They're missing.
Yeah, they were getting paid for retrieving.
We don't know what used to be in there before we were in there. We can't count those, too, Rick.
So 5% of that is 283.75.
That's hardly any.
You guys take this and live.
Well, we did free them as well, right?
So that leaves us with 5,391.25.
So that's like
do we divide that by 4?
A little over 1,000 a piece.
1,347 is what we would each get.
Rick?
1,400 what?
1,437.
13. So 1,347.
Oh.
Gold.
1,347.
Just fuck this school and just retire.
As
pretty substantial.
Putting that skull in the ravine levels you up.
Hey, we're level 5. This is the music that happens when I. All right, so what happens at level 5? Well, some good things happen for Shane.
Oh, some great things happen for me.
I suppose we can let the miners go, because there's no place back that they can go. They might as well go somewhere.
Yeah, they get their share, and they are free to go where they want.
But I'm keeping that horse.
Free.
And that horse?
Yeah.
I want that horse.
Let's fucking ride
the black steed.
Black steed.
Let's ride the horse into this place.
Anything else before you head back in?
Rezzy, before we head home, we have to take care of some lizard folk.
Okay.
Very well. Make sure you're still good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Have you eaten?
Yeah.
All right.
So, gonna go knock some heads?
Yes, sir. Very curious to see what happened to that warlock lizard folk. They can derive its power from the skull.
Yeah, but he's a shaman, Tor.
Shaman. They're all the same.
Well, he's a warlock.
Show it!
Have at you!
Lead the way, boys. Well, we should know the way very well by now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just over there.
Any evidence that we were followed the second time as we're going?
You see no such evidence. No. You get there and see, unlike before, your last revisit, posts have not been reposted.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you see no one, no living thing, until you get to down below.
Okay.
Tie my horse up.
Any sign of the former king?
You don't hear the drummer. You get to the faux throne room, and you see it empty.
The old throne room?
Yeah. As you continue lower, you do begin to hear some chanting coming from the ancient throne room.
Can we check out the...
armory.
The place the skull was in. Can we look in there and make sure?
There's a big, like...
There's like a vault.
Yeah,
it was the treasure trove.
Let's look in there. Yeah. We didn't actually get to explore
everything
that could have been in
there. There's a bunch of shit all over it.
I was a rat. Things were dirty and old.
Needles.
Someone have the map?
I gave it back to you, I believe.
Yep, I have the map. The vault once housed a wealth of dark a wealth of a Dark Age warlord, but much of that treasure has been destroyed by the passage of time. Mm-hmm. Items prone to rot or rust, such as wooden chariots, cloaks, mundane armors, weapons, boots, tapestries, clay vessels, vellum manuscripts, and the like have all crumbled or tear at the touch.
Dang!
The following items have survived.
Okay.
There is a flail. You see a suit of fur-tufted hide armor and a longbow.
Okay.
That is huge. It's like the Rock's longbow.
The Scorpion King?
Yeah, from the Scorpion King.
The Rock's
longbow. Man, that was great. I love that movie.
So those all appear to be magical in some way. And that's it.
What's a magic longbow?
I am interested in the longbow.
Okay.
Do you use a bow?
I am proficient in a longbow.
You should use the bow.
So the bow is a plus two mighty longbow.
This is like a D12.
So the plus two doesn't really matter because it's kind of overwritten, I guess, in a way. No, okay, I see how it works. So you, in order to pull it, you have to make a strength check of 21 or higher in order to fire the bow.
Whoa.
Okay, well, I don't believe I'll be able to use this bow.
That's ridiculous.
You might be.
What's the damage it costs?
But if you do, if you are able to do it, then you attack with it. It's a plus two to hit and a plus four to damage.
Jeez.
Over your normal attack and damage.
What's the damage roll?
Of a longbow? I think it's a D8.
How do you get up to 21?
I don't believe I can handle this one. Maybe too much for me.
So you like... And the string squeaks or...
Perhaps Volcom and I could use it together in tandem.
We should lay down on our backs and pull it with our feet.
Be like whenever you shoot...
A longbow does a D8. So it would do a D8...
Plus four.
Well, no. So whatever your strength is. So like it would be a D8 plus four...
Plus another four.
Oh, mine's plus zero. So, nothing. I figured it would be dexterity, as most bows are.
So, yeah.
I will not be using the bow.
Calvin, you have a flail, right?
I have a morning star.
Is it magic?
It's
a plus one.
Yes, okay. It is magic.
I didn't know if you wanted to compare the magic or not, but... in terms of the suit, the fur suit, hide armor, what armor did we decide I was already wearing now? That was hide armor, right?
You were wearing hide, I think. So this armor would give you...
Dang, you went right to it.
14 plus your dex modifier.
Which is nothing.
Okay. Plus two more for your shield.
So it is still be 16.
Yes, but...
But would I lose my half damage of lightning because I have the armor resistance?
You would, but you would gain cold resistance.
I have leather armor. Is that different from hide?
It's lower.
Leather is lower?
There's leather, studded leather, and then hide, and then...
And so he would benefit from having it.
As long as he can wear it.
If he can wear it.
You have to look for proficiencies under warlock.
Wouldn't really change much other than... If I took it, I could have cold rather than lightning. But I'm looking out for the brother of that lightning-throwing guy. So I might keep my lightning for now.
Okay.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to like teach myself like how to make weapons.
Dance!
Or something.
Can't wear it.
Medium.
Like a smith.
You can't wear medium.
Mm-mm. We'll become a buff.
I suppose I will take it then. I'm the only one that can benefit from it then. So it's just it's a plus one from the leather, right?
Plus two from hide.
Do what? I currently am wearing leather. So it's, what is it?
It's two better than hide.
Two better than hide?
Mm-hmm. So it's hide plus two?
Yep.
Okay.
Plus my dex?
Yeah.
Yep. So
it's a plus three for me then. Is that right?
Huh?
Because I'm wearing leather, which is 11 plus my dex.
Hide is 12. So 12 plus two is 14.
Plus four
is, but it's only a max.
A max of two. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So 12 so 16 plus two total. Plus two is 16.
Without a shield.
Okay. So it's still a plus one then. So sure.
Yeah.
Be...
And I get cold resistance.
Adamant. And cold resistance. That's pretty cool.
That's real nice.
I mean... Calvin, what's your armor class right now?
14!
Maybe it's better to give it to Calvin?
I can't wear it.
Okay. Never mind then.
That's what I was checking.
Yeah. All right, so the armor, the flail, and the longbow. Do we even want the longbow? Can we sell these things for later? They're magic items. They gotta be expensive.
You can sell them. You can disenchant them.
Disenchant them?
Yeah, to like break them down into magical ingredients.
Oh, okay.
To make another weapon or armor later.
Hmm. Okay, but those are the three things that we saw that were...
And the flail. Yep.
Yeah, value slash... So, okay.
Hide, flail,
so the flail is long. Plus one to hit, but it also has a 10-foot reach. Mm-hmm. So when you go to do it and attack with it, the chain extends.
How many like that better than your back. Current?
I do. It's the same
damage, but
damage as a Morning Star, right?
D8. I think so.
Yeah, dude, fucking do that, and then you can stay back a little bit too.
It's just after the armor.
Yeah. You have like a scorpion.
So it's the same reach as the glaives and the spears.
Flail. Yeah.
Morning Star D8. D8 bludgeoning instead of.
Morning Star is a D8 piercing.
So I have a Morning Star.
It's magic.
You.
I don't need it.
It's not as good as your greatsword, but you could use it one-handed.
Professor, there's this longbow over here. Perhaps you could use it.
Ah, perhaps you could use it.
Aye. He makes a much larger arm and hand.
Nice.
Oh, it's so easily. Cool. God, I'm so jealous of his power.
That's so fucking cool.
All right, yeah, I'm so excited to get into this battle. I want to see him go all out. All
right, so you heading straight to the throne room then?
Hmm. We journeyed through the cave, I think, that they were in, right?
Yeah.
We have to go through that, so there's nothing there?
There's no sign of life.
All right, I suppose we go, yeah.
They've all moved all in right. to this final room.
The throne room is down this way.
Let's go.
All right, so there's a picture.
Yeah. Thing, prepare your radiant damage.
Yeah,
you're not on the lizard folk.
So a mighty throne room looms before you in the darkness across the mighty hall. A dour granite throne sits atop a low dais. Atop the throne is a crowned skeleton reigning from beyond the grave, a mighty obsidian greatsword at its side. The floor of the hall is filled with brackish water.
Mm-hmm.
And crude stone dragons are carved into the high ceiling at each of the cardinal directions, their maws thrown wide in exultation. So, are you guys bursting in?
What'd you say about water?
There's brackish
There's
water.
There's 3 feet of water
like
all
a,
over
a
the
whole room.
Yep, except for the dais.
Well, that's not great.
Or it's great and we can use some kind of electricity power.
It's covered in black algae.
Anybody have electric power?
I mean, I have witch bolt. I don't know if that works.
Does it conduct?
I mean...
They're all standing in the water.
Does that work?
It might. Are you entering the room?
Not first.
Professor, we'd like to see what a real warrior, how he handles this thing. Would you lead us into battle this time?
Ah!
I want to see what he does.
We're going in.
So as they are aware of your presence, you see they stop chanting and look at you.
Uh-huh.
The Lizard King, who is on the throne, reaches and grabs the great sword.
The obsidian sword.
As he does so, his entire body glows with impossible radiance. Mm. He begins to levitate 10 feet up into the air. Throws his arms wide.
Hell of a sword.
Yep.
So his entire body is covered in this light, and there's like lightning coursing throughout his entire body. It looks like his body is barely able to contain this power.
Gotcha.
Roll initiative.
Alrighty.
9. 8. 70.
Is that with your plus?
It never happened, but if this thing ever landed like on the edge, you should get like, it should be like 50. You know? But somehow land like that.
If it just lands and stays like
that. Yeah. No one move! 50! Plus 2!
Alright, Allure. Oh, and guts.
Okay, so where are we in the room yet? Are we outside the room?
I assume that you are at the base of the stairs, which the stairs are like here.
Okay. And is there water? Is there not water?
There's no. Once you get to the bottom of the stairs, once you get to here, there's water.
Okay.
So Torque is in the front line. Bane. Rear.
Yes. Yes. As long as no one's in the water, I'll use lightning bolt.
Yay!
Lightning bolt.
So
lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt.
I imagine it works. It could work with conduction. So if I aim at people, would it essentially go into the water and throughout, or should I aim at the water?
So if you aim at a person, we'll say it becomes like an area blast.
Well, this works 5 feet wide, 100 feet long, and a blast. In front of me.
Yeah.
So it goes out a good way.
Wow.
So, whoever you target from them, we'll say a 15-foot radius.
All right, chain attack.
As long as they're in the water.
Oh, okay, it's a lightning bolt. Yeah. I was like, what happened?
Let's shoot it along here.
Yeah.
Because it works 100 feet, so if it goes 15 feet.
Yeah, you should be both good. Those three guys, and then like maybe so those three, and maybe that.
5 foot.
A stroke of lightning radius? Forming 100 feet long
a
and
line.
5 feet wide blasts out from you in a direction you choose, each creature in line.
Like a Kamehameha.
Yeah.
And because they're on water, it's going to spread out 50 feet from there.
With, yeah, whichever it touches. Yeah. Like, if it goes through these two spaces, it touches this
so
guy.
So if you get this guy, it'll hit this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. So you hit all of them.
Well, it should definitely hit them because it's going to go through them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then 5, 10, 15.
Let's do that then. So I'm going
to
shoot
so
through that.
So I have
that.
To make a save, right?
You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
For all of them.
For each one.
All right. We'll just get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Man. So 1. This is dex.
Yeah.
17. 5.
Does my spell save go up?
It should.
From my,
because it's your proficiency.
From my proficiency bonus? Or not?
Mine did.
I think so.
Okay, and it should be a...
The Shane's then does too, then, right?
Yep.
Your spell save. Yeah, because based on my spell attack bonus, right? Which is...
So that should be a... What?
A 15, and that should be a plus.
What am I going against?
I think it's 15.
Those three Ooh. Fail.
Or is it plus level? Wisdom plus level. No, wait, that's not enough. Yeah, I guess it's 15.
Those three fail.
Alright.
Look at
this. Six. Can I borrow some of these?
Borrow.
Seven. That's it.
Just seven?
Nope, I'm gonna.
Okay. Put that metal one in there and mix them up.
Alright, so 4, 8. Oh, there's 14? 16? 17, 18, 19, 20, 22 damage.
So these guys die.
Oh, man. Jeez, Aaron, that was a hell of a strike.
And then all the ones that miss take 11.
Yep. Okay. They're all bloody.
Yeah, that was a hell of a
strike. Yeah, hell yeah.
Guess, Billy.
We need him for the dais up there.
All right, that's one of my spell slots.
Yep.
I'm not going to enter the water. That guy's glowing electricity.
The lizards are next.
How big is this room?
It's tall.
Very tall?
Yeah.
My turn. This thing was sweet. Yeah, I think I was spidering. What? And then I crawled the wall.
Such a bitch move.
Wait for them to come in at us.
Alright, Torque, you get a javelin. It hits. 5 points of piercing. Gutspiller, it's hit. Takes 5 points of piercing. Gutspiller again. Misses. Twerk. Misses. Misses. Misses.
So we clear these guys out, and then we gotta fight the actual bosses.
Well, then, yeah, there's right. Three.
The shaman jumps off here, and in midair, turns into a crocodile.
Ugh.
That's why there's water.
But I can do that,
you
too.
Can do it, too. Be like...
I can turn
Moses
into...
and Aaron doing the same thing with the magicians.
I can turn into
a with the staffs.
Like, we can do that too. Ah.
Gutspiller. Gutspiller moves in. He's gonna shoot the
bow. Ooh, sweet. I want to see that thing in action.
Yeah, I want to see it pass through.
All right.
Put a shaft until the sunlight comes out.
Where it yeah.
All right, he succeeds. He's gonna shoot the one in front of him. For the first one, anyway.
Oh, he gets multiple attacks. Ah! I think he can make, like, energy arrows. Like, out
from
of his
body?
Out of his, like, yeah, body.
I don't know.
As long as it doesn't detach from his body.
Then it's a no.
So no.
He could probably do, like...
cut it off like a piece of bread.
I was gonna say, he could do, like, a lust, like, ultimate lance, right?
Maybe he has to just go...
He only does 15.
Aw. But that's still...
A lot of damage at range.
Lopper.
He's gonna shoot the same guy again because he didn't kill him. Ooh, natural call. That guy is well dead.
It just blows out his back.
Pin him to the wall.
So he goes to fire once, and it looks like he's still getting like how it shoots down.
Yeah.
And the first one sort of goes through, hits the arm, blows off a huge chunk of it. The next one goes into center mass and hits and blows like a hole in his chest. He just falls into the water. Gut spiller, torque.
I would love for his bottom half to turn into like a spider.
Damn it! I was going to do that.
It did a horse thing, didn't it?
Yeah, I was gonna do a spider. Damn.
My turn.
Yep. So this guy is wreathed in lightning and floating in the air.
Okay. I will rage.
Okay.
And begin attack, I suppose.
Who? So, you could charge through those guys and get to the towards the throne, or you can fight them on your way. What's your speed now? It's 10 faster, right?
35 feet.
So you move 10 feet faster when you're raging?
That's so easy.
Well, no, all the time now.
All the time?
Yeah, as long as you're not wearing heavy armor. So you can get to here, and then you can spend another action to get 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
30, 35. Did I all discuss with Cuspillar before we went in here, like what he wants us to do?
Ground him.
Gotcha. So he just wants me to get close to that guy and attack, right? So he said?
He says ground him.
Okay. What does that mean, guys? Ground.
Put him in the corner and don't let him watch TV.
I've heard put him on the ground or make sure that there is a path for electricity to pass through so that he is not insulated.
All right, I will run forward and use an action to get to the dais. But now that I am level 5, I actually have 3 attacks in my rage versus 2. So I now have 2 more attacks, correct?
Well,
one was movement and one was action?
Yes, but you have to spend an action to attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you spend that action to attack, you get 3 attacks, but you don't have that action. So you get 0 attacks. Unless you only want to go part way and then like hit this guy on the way or throw something if you have something of range.
So like I need to attack there, then I get 2 more actions pretty much?
No. So if you spend an action, it takes an action to attack.
Yeah.
When Aaron attacks, he gets 1.
Yes.
When you attack while raging, you get 3.
Mm-hmm.
But you get none of those if you don't spend the action to do the attack.
Yeah. Because you already spent what you would have spent to attack to move the second time.
Okay, so now I'm just, okay, that's my turn then. I guess.
If right. you want to get there, yes, that's your turn.
All right.
Unless you want to like do something that wasn't an attack. So like if you wanted to like jump up and grab him maybe, or the crocodile, like try to wrestle them.
I mean, I do have lightning resistance, so I take half the damage or whatever it is. So I could try to run up and actually grab him and weigh him down.
Don't that's know.
You? Yeah. To ground him.
Yeah. But he was like. He was radiating light and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's like
I would, what
lightning.
I, what, you definitely see lightning.
Okay.
What I will do is exactly what I think Gutspiller told me to do, in which case I'll run up there and I'll run and try to grab him.
All right. So roll basically a regular attack.
Okay. Is there anything adding to it? My 13.
Your regular add for a strength-based weapon.
8. So 13 plus 8.
Okay.
That's where I'm at now.
21.
Yep. All right, so you run up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You jump onto the top of the throne. And then you jump off.
Oh, like it's in the third buckle.
And grab him as he's floating in the air.
Okay.
And you both fall into the water.
Gotcha.
You are getting shocked.
Yep.
Roll a constitution save.
I'm at plus 5 on constitution right now, so it's that plus 5?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
3 plus 5, 8.
Okay. What is your hit points?
44 right now.
Okay.
Out of 49.
But you have resistance to lightning?
I have resistance to lightning.
So you take 11.
11 damage, okay.
Does his rage have any effect of that too?
Bludgeoning and piercing.
Is the only one that affects?
Okay. It doesn't affect that. Yeah.
Bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
Seeing that happen, do I see like how far of an effect that has in the water? Does it do all the water? Does it do like 15 feet of the water?
It seems to do 15 feet.
Okay.
Of the water.
Now, the way he fell, was it close to anybody where they took damage as well?
No, he fell off onto this side and there's no one else there.
Because you would have went up that and then jumped at him this way.
But he seems to be taking the
damage as well?
Yeah, the same damage you took.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you hadn't have been resistant to lightning, you would have taken half of your damage. So he took half of his hit points.
Nice. So he's bloody.
Jesus. Okay.
Thane.
No one's taking damage yet. Well, I guess you've taken some damage. Yeah, you have, obviously.
I have, but do what you want.
I want to aid, which I bolster allies' toughness resolve. I choose up to 3 creatures within range. Each target's hit point maximum and current hit points increase by 5 for the duration.
What's the range?
30 feet.
30 feet.
So anyone around you. Anyone but
Twerk. You can't pick
it. So pick 3 people. I mean, I would say Gusplo is probably okay.
I mean, there's only 3 other people.
Well, then just do the 3 people.
Unless you can pick himself.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could pick myself.
What does it say?
It's 3 close
to creatures. Allies.
With toughness and resolve.
Choose up to 3 creatures within range.
Don't.
It doesn't say self.
Normally it would say self.
Okay.
I think.
It does on all of mine.
So everyone else gets their maximum hit points raised by 5.
Yeah, and their current hit points.
Points raised by 5. For how long? The battle?
8 hours.
8 hours.
So I go up by 5?
Yep. So temporarily. That's right now you're at 48.
And when they heal, they can go up to 48.
For the next 8 hours.
For the next 8 hours.
Yeah, but that did cost you a second level spell in the game.
What?
That did cost you a second level spell.
Yes.
Yep.
You also have a bonus.
You also have a movement if you want to move. Well, was that an action?
It was an action.
Okay. Then you have a move if you want
to. Yes, I can't attack though, right? Nope. Which I can attack twice, right?
Yes,
you have to attack first.
Yeah, the same thing with Eric.
Okay.
You spend an action to attack. Because you're so good at it, you get 2, but you still have to spend that action.
I've definitely abused that before. Whenever I've been doing my stuff, I messed it up.
So do you want to move?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm gonna go there, next to Eric.
Hey, can you go by me?
Way up there. I want to go...
Next to Gutspiller?
Yes.
Okay.
Up here?
Yeah.
Okay, the king is going to try and ungrapple with you.
Okay.
So roll,
strength.
Roll a strength saving throw.
All right, that's a 17 plus 6.
All right, you hold on if you choose.
I do.
Okay. Then he can do nothing else. Vulcan. No, he takes
damage. He takes damage? I take damage?
No. Oh, on your turn, you will.
I would like to wait my turn until this guy gets in range. The
crocodile?
Yeah,
the crocodile. Might go towards Tork.
What's in range?
30 feet. And I'll move up here to the edge of the stairs.
Alor.
Well, I'm going to move up. There's enough room here to be able to go through, right?
Yep, you can scoot past them.
I have 35. Am I considered back here?
Yeah, like, so 5.
20, 35, right there.
Okay.
All right, for my action, now 40-foot cube, he's there.
Yep.
Does 40 feet reach over here?
Yep, it does.
All right.
It also hits Torque.
It will? If I put the line of the cube here, though?
Well, they're both on top of each other. Like grappled, so they're in the same space.
What it says is you alter time around up to 6 creatures of your choice.
Yeah, it's the same spell.
So you can choose not to play.
So I want to target both of them.
Yeah.
And slow them.
Okay.
Each target must succeed a wisdom saving throw or be affected by the spell for the duration.
So the shaman gets an 8.
That's a fail.
And this guy gets a 19.
That's a pass. Okay. So it slows the crocodile over there, the alligator or whatever.
Okay.
Dang it. I wanted him to get closer.
He takes a -2 penalty on AC and dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
It can't use reactions
on
its turn. It can use either an action or a bonus action, but not both.
Okay.
Regardless of the creature's abilities or magic items, it can't make more than 1 melee or range attack during its turn.
And it has half speed?
Yes, the speed is half.
Yep.
If the creature attempts a spell cast of an action, roll a d20. If it's 11 or higher, they have to finish the cast on the next turn by using an action on the next turn.
Okay.
So, and then, so I did my move, I did my action. The other thing I'm going to do then is turn into a crocodile.
Croc time!
I'm gonna turn into what he is.
It's mano a mano, croc v croc.
Yeah, he's a crocodile, right? That's what he is? He's the same thing as this?
He's an alligator.
Yeah, a crocodile.
Don't confuse us.
I don't know which one to hit. Well, I just killed
it. There is now a crocodile within 30 feet.
Witch Bolt. Cast a third level. 3d12 damage.
Aaron, can you put like an X on your head so I know which one's which?
An X? My cloak's flying above me.
Oh, that thing, yes. When will that do something?
I'm not going to put him in danger.
Like 10 turns? 100 turns. Casting time is 10 minutes.
There's like 6 rounds in a minute.
Yeah. It's like I just be.
Yeah. Alright, Thane, you got some clubs coming to your face. One is a 19 to hit, the other is more than that. So you take 12 points of damage from two club attacks. Gutspiller, missed. Crocodile, they're flanking you. So I think one is going to hit with a 22 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
The other one is a 18.
That hits.
You take 7, 10 points of bludgeoning.
10 total or 17?
10 total. Okay. But they also get multiple attacks. All right, so Thane, you're also going to get some possible bites. 17 AC.
Hits. Yeah.
Okay, and the other one hits.
Okay.
So you take 12 points of piercing damage. Gutspiller gets hit by the bite. Takes 5. Crocodile misses. And 18 versus AC. It's
18 gonna hit. Hits me.
So 7 points of piercing from a bite. Shaman!
I want to go over and fight a crocodile.
Oh, he's coming. Right now. Croc be croc.
He's coming.
All right. So it's bite. It's very good. But I rolled a 17. So that's going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Turn the croc on. Really do.
Man. Okay. It's more damage.
What?
If I do.
I'm almost dead.
How are you?
10 points of piercing.
That's good.
Wow. And that was a bite, and it also gets claws.
Alright, well, the 10 points sends me back into Elor form.
Okay.
Switch it out.
Did you add the 5 there?
18 versus AC.
That's even. So, yeah.
No, it only gets the bite. It only gets the bite in its carpet form. Oh. It doesn't get the claws, so. So that's it. He's done.
Alright, well, I'm here.
Wait, did he move?
Yeah, he moved.
Can only do one.
No, his speed is half. He can do one action or one bonus action, but he can't do both.
Yeah, he was close enough. Gutspiller. Okay. Gutspiller, I guess, shift back one and shoot the bow. See if he can shoot it. He does. And he hits. And he gets another attack.
He's got a line of guys.
Yeah.
Thane, duck!
Get down!
Run.
Hold on. You take 11 points of damage.
Can you do more damage to him or anything?
Ground him harder.
Can you like choke him or something while he's got him in there?
So as long as he doesn't break free on his next turn, he will die.
If I take another 11 points of damage, then another 11, then I'll die.
Well, he will die on his next turn.
If he doesn't
right?
save.
So you just gotta hold on to him.
Yeah, okay. he will die first.
All right, I will hold on.
All right. Thing.
There's
one in front of you.
Yeah.
Can't like do it like jujitsu or anything? Give him an arm lock.
You can. It's not gonna matter because he's going to be dead.
I feel like I'm doing something. I'm just like laying on him with my fat.
Well, no, like you're getting shots.
Yeah,
so,
I get you.
Yeah, so you're just holding on while you're getting fried.
Yeah, I'm like,
It's like Thor holding open the the thing.
The sun.
I'm gonna do a good old fashioned attack.
Okay.
Big sword.
Yep.
Get two.
Yep.
17 plus.
Hits.
Yeah.
6 and 5, 11 plus.
Plus 4.
15?
Yep.
Alright. You cut him in twain.
Don't even need a second attack.
No, but you can move and use it. This guy.
Yeah, I will do that.
Alright, so you cut down this guy, and before that guy's even fallen, you rush forward and strike again.
6 plus
12.
12 total.
Did you increase your to hit?
He did.
For your proficiency?
Alright. 12 is a miss.
Yeah.
Well. Should change this number as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
These should all increase, right?
Oh.
If it uses your proficiency bonus.
I didn't change anything.
Then those should all be one higher. Not the damage, but the attack.
Yeah, these.
But that's still not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough to kill him.
Yeah, no. It, All right. So the king, the electricity stops, mm-hmm. and he is not moving.
He's just floating in the water.
Yep.
Well, he's got armor.
The great sword is just lying at the bottom of the water.
Okay.
Don't pick it up. I'm standing in the water.
Vulcan.
If I attack anybody how I wanted to attack, I'm going to probably kill Elor.
No appreciate it.
Kill Elor.
Well, he's got like 50 hit points. He's fine.
48.
Dude, 3d12 lightning damage.
That can't possibly kill him.
Well, it would be a lot. And he would never, ever forgive me.
I mean, max damage shouldn't kill me.
Hey, man, I just took a lot of lightning damage. I'm okay.
What if I crit?
Crit someone else.
So I will just do Eldritch Blast.
Okay. The one engaged. That guy.
I'll do one to each.
Okay.
I can do two now.
Nice. Hey, both of them. On the same round, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone got two attacks except me.
I get. Well, it's just this one thing.
Well, when you turn into a bear, you get two, I'm sure.
I guess, yeah, if I do that instance of something.
So, Eldritch Blast on this guy.
Okay.
And that is a 19.
Hits.
Attacking this guy. And that is a 14.
You do them with both hands same time?
Hits.
Yeah. Or I can.
I was thinking of just like 10.
2 on this guy and 6 on this guy.
Alright, Elor.
Alright, Elor, after getting turned back into a human or elf again.
Yep.
I'm gonna condense down and bust out and do a thunder wave. It's 15 feet in every direction, so it's right here. So
thing sweet. To save.
direction?
It's a cube in 15 feet.
Okay.
15 foot cube originating from me.
Alright.
Constitution saving throw, everyone in the area must do, so those three.
Alright, let's do the croc. 18.
Succeeds.
The guy next to you, that's a lizard. 12.
That fails.
Guy next to Thane, 8.
That goes. Alright, so it is 3, 4, 5 thunder damage. And they're pushed away 10 feet from me. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage. 2 damage to the one guy, and then 5 to each other, and they get pushed in feet.
This guy failed?
Yeah. These both failed. He succeeded.
Alright, so he's dead.
Okay. And then he gets pushed and takes damage.
So 10 feet?
He doesn't get pushed. Oh, he succeeded, right?
Yeah.
He just takes 2 damage.
2 damage.
Succession.
Okay.
Him getting pushed, does that trigger opportunity attack?
No, force movement doesn't.
Damn, that'd be awesome. Like, you're like, oh!
Yeah, it'd be great.
Like, clothesline him as he
goes by. Yeah, if we had katanas, we could do that.
I'm gonna move back here.
Okay. Doesn't get a reaction.
Actually, I'm gonna 1, 2.
Because he's slowed.
4.
He tries, but. Right there. You're gone before he jumps.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go there.
Okay.
And then that's, actually, before I move, Torque, I'll. Give you
bomb
13 health.
Bomb! Thank right. you, Aaron.
That guy tries to attack Thane and misses.
Has it passed?
This guy is slowed, so it goes 5, 10, 15. It's just out of reach.
That's good.
Torque.
Okay, so to all my knowledge, looking at this guy, he's dead.
Yep.
Okay. I get up out of the water. I'm pretty dazed, but I just got the healing, so. It's a skeleton in there, right?
On the throne.
And it hasn't moved.
Hasn't moved yet.
Okay, so I have 35, so 7 can I get to an enemy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Can I attack?
Yep.
I attack. So 12 plus 8, 20. That is 7 plus 7, 14 damage. Okay. I get another attack, and that one is 11 plus 8, which is 19.
Good. So you get another attack, right?
I'll get another attack after this. This was 8.
No, you have to hit.
Oh, okay. I just do all my hits at the same time?
Well, each attack uses a different d20 roll.
Okay. All right, so I need to do another one. Okay. Because I did one attack, and then I gave you the damage, and then I was going to do another attack and give you the damage, and another attack and give you the damage?
Yes.
That's what I was gonna do. So I had the first one I hit you for how much?
I think it was 11.
It was 11 plus 8, so it was 19.
19, yeah.
And then the second one, I don't remember why I just rolled.
I'm pretty sure. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
So now the next one is the last one.
Yep.
Okay. See if I hit. That's a 19.
That hits.
And then the attack, another D8. 3 plus 7. So another 10.
Okay, you are just tearing at his flesh. Chunks are coming off. He is barely standing, but he still does. Bane, it's your turn.
Okay. Still does!
Okay, I'd like to have him move backwards.
Really?
You don't have to now.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You can attack that guy.
I will attack.
Alright, attack him?
Yes.
17.
That hits.
Okay. And then,
3 and 1, 4.
4, so 8.
Dead.
Okay.
Now you want to move and attack this guy?
Yes.
14 to attack plus...
Plus 7.
7 hits.
Yep.
And then 9
13.
Plus... 13. Alright.
Doing shit, baby.
Yeah.
Good.
Alright, so, yep, that time you cut the one guy in half, and then in that movement you take it up and down, and it splits the crocodile's head in two.
Like this. Ooh. It's like this.
Is the king back there going, he tries to get my sword.
Not bad, boys, not bad.
Aye, that was good. I'm still a little fried. I might be a little toasty, like it smells a little, you know?
Say like the one kid from My Hero.
Yeah.
I think that's the last of them.
It was a good battle.
It was a very good battle.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe. And don't forget, Patreon has next week's episode already available, so you can check out early access over there right now and see how this adventure continues.
In the intro of the next one, you should spit it out.